It's Monday, September 26, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, with this very, very special edition of the Wet Shaving News. So, guys, we have a lot of stuff to go over today, so I might be a little quick in certain areas, but we have some new products to feature, several emails that I received. We also have the fall seasonal special, which is going to take the majority of the time today, and that's where I was able to receive, put together all of the fall seasonal soaps from all the artisans and companies that I could find. It's a lot of stuff. It's really awesome stuff. So definitely we're going to discuss that a little bit. And we'll have some meetups and what's coming up with the podcast. So guys, without further ado, let's move on to some new products. So these products are not seasonal. They are just some new items coming out from some artisans and wet shaving companies. So we'll be moving on to the seasonal products in a little bit. So first on the list, we have Phoenix Accoutrements. And what they did is they came out with a few different new items this week. They have a non-shaving item, which is some whiskey stones. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with whiskey stones, they're like little soap stones that are designed to hold, basically, they get really cold. And you put them in water and they won't dilute your drink. So it keeps your scotch or your whatever you're drinking, anything else, your bourbon, if you drink vodka like that, gin, anything really. Keeps it cold without diluting the liquor. So I have a couple sets of whiskey stones. I am in the liquor business, so I do know a lot about this. But I will tell you that Phoenix came out with a set which is actually really reasonably priced and a really cool wooden box. So guys, definitely check this out. I think it comes with 6 or 8 stones or whatever, and it's like really reasonable. Most of these places are charging more than double than what he's charging on this site. I know it's not shaving related, but it's definitely something that I have a passion for. So guys, check it out, the whiskey stones at Phoenix Accoutrements. Also at Phoenix, they have a new double open comb safety razor, and it's called the Flight. The Flight Satin DOC is actually, it's heavier than the original DOC, but it also is a four-piece design for travel. So they kind of tried to be the best of both worlds there. They had a request and they had some demand for a travel razor, but now, and with a heavier handle. So they kind of got the two concepts put together. It comes in a complete grooming kit with blades, case, and grooming scissors. So really cool set, priced right. Check them out at phoenixaccoutrements.com for more information. And I do have the link in the show notes, as with everything that we'll be discussing today. The South Florida Wet Shaving Company, or better known as the South Florida Wet Shavers, they released a new soap over the weekend. It's called Multitude. It's a soap and an aftershave by Case Shaveworks, and that is just released on Saturday of this past week. The scent profile is pretty interesting. It's got a lavender musk and a clove style scent. It is available now, so if you guys want to check it out, it's southfloridawetshavers.com. Moving on to Bull Goose Shaving, they are now carrying Rockwell safety razors. They actually carry the Rockwell 6S and the stand for it. If you guys know about Rockwell, we've discussed them several times on this cast. Company was basically Kickstarter run. Now they're starting to distribute. They have some more new items coming out. Really awesome stuff, guys. Looking forward to seeing some of their new items. But now you can get a regular 6S safety razor from Bull Goose Shaving at a great price. Check them out, bullgooseshaving.com. And Royal Shave has now carrying a new line of, well, new to them, new to us maybe, a line of barber products. It's called the Damon Barber Products. And it's basically creams and aftershave and stuff like that. Based out of London, it's more of a luxury wet shaving company. So it's up there with those. The price is higher, but they look like great items, great products. They have several scents and several... at several cents, the kits are about the same. And that's at royalshave.com. So check them out, Damon Barber products. So, moving along, guys, we have some emails. I received two emails this week from some really nice gentlemen that are listeners, and they kind of gave me some great content to go on. So I'll go on with John. John sent me an email regarding three of his favorite soap companies, or soap companies that he's really that he highly recommends. Very small companies, and I'm going to check them out. And I just want to let John know, if you're listening today, that I'm in the process of talking to these companies for some information, and I'm in the process of buying their soap as well. So yeah, that's what I do, guy. I buy a lot of shaving soap. Probably shouldn't. If my wife is listening, she's probably going to get mad at me if I buy more, but I don't think she's listening, so I'm good. So yes, John, I appreciate you continuing my acquisition disorder for soaps, and I look forward to letting everyone know about them, and I'm going to contact the owners of these companies to maybe get some interviews going on. Definitely got to get some interviews coming on for the next portion of the year, for the springtime. Definitely looking at some, and for some for the winter as well. So, John, thank you very much for your email. I really appreciate the kind words and the feedback, and I am looking forward to you listening to the next future podcast with some of these items that you like and you are very passionate about. So thanks again, John. I also received an email from Matt, and Matt was he was voicing that he likes to, he really enjoys the interviews, and how he had a couple of his couple of items that he's really passionate about as well. So Matt, I just want to let you know that I am working on new interviews. I know I've taken some time off from the interviewing area, guys, and I apologize for that. I did a lot of traveling this summer, all over the country, really, for my work. And I'm also in the process of taking several tests for work and stuff like that. So it's been tough for me to collaborate some time. I do a lot of my work at night, a lot of the podcasting and stuff late at night. So a lot of guys are not able to interview. But I will definitely work on that coming in the next few months when things slow down a little bit. And definitely for the spring of 2017, we'll have a lot of interviews coming up. So just bear with me, fellas, ladies and gents, and we will get some of these really cool interviews going. So guys, Matt, thank you for your email and for your feedback. I really appreciate, again, the kind words from you as well. Guys, your feedback is what helps makes this podcast possible. And it's the only way we can keep moving on and getting better. So feel free to send me a line, anything you'd like, at joe.westshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, without further ado, it is the fall seasonal special. I have many artisans here that I'm going to go over. I'm going to go through it as not quickly, but I might be a little bit quick on it because of time constraints. But without further ado, here we go. So Van Ulay has come out with several fall theme scents. The first on the list would be Coffee Pumpkin Latte, which has scents of coffee and pumpkin, and it's actually made with real coffee. So if you guys like those pumpkin lattes, I do, or pumpkin flavored anything really, this would probably be the soap for you. This sounds like it would be delicious, actually. Don't eat it. Also, they came out with pumpkin bread scent, which is hints of nutmeg and spice to get you more of that warm pumpkin bread that we all know and love. Everybody loves pumpkin bread, right? Awesome. I love pumpkin bread. They also have an Oktoberfest variation. So they have several items under their Oktoberfest line. And they have the Vanilla Oak Blonde, the Caramel Apple Bock, and the Pumpkin Smash. And what these are based on, I think they're based on like beer, on seasonal beer. And I like seasonal beer. I like pumpkin beers, and I like fall style beer. So I'm very interested in that. Very cool. Definitely interesting, unique concept they have there. Cool packaging as well. Check it out. Check out the Oktoberfest line. You'll be intrigued. Trust me. And we also have the Sweet Autumn Pumpkin, which is a pumpkin pie scent. Great packaging on this one. Smell, it just looks delicious. Please, guys, don't eat any of these soaps. I know I sometimes, like, you know, you smell a soap and it almost tastes like you want to eat, like, at least take a taste out of it. It doesn't work out that way. It's not very good. So I'm sorry to get off track. Sweet Autumn Pumpkin Pie Scent sounds great. And it basically, the scent profile is warm pumpkin pie. So that's all from Van Ule. And the link is in the show notes. So feel free to click on that link and it'll bring you right to all these items. So guys, moving right along, we have the wetshavingproducts.com has released their pumpkin spice scent. It's designed to capture the essence of warm pumpkin pie. Here's another one. So another really interesting pumpkin product from Wet Shaving Products, and it is in there. We have the fall seasonal link right on the show notes, so check them out. Pumpkin spice. And Wet the Face now has a seasonal soap. It's called Autumn, and it's available for pre-order, and has notes of vanilla bean, apple cider, cinnamon spice, and spun sugar, which they feel brings forth cozy autumn memories. They also have several new items which are now available on the site for pre-order as well. But guys, really sounds like an autumn afternoon with this scent. Awesome. That's at wettheface.com, and we have the link in the show notes. So we also have Soap Smooth with their seasonal pumpkin scented soap as well, and aftershave. They have an aftershave too, and it's a newer version of their prior pumpkin edition. It's coming out soon if it's not out by the time of this broadcast, and we do have a show link. So check it out, soapsmooth.com. Look for the pumpkin scent. Looks awesome. And now we have Phoenix Accoutrements, which has several new ones, including one that's a little scary. Let's be honest. If you've seen the pictures, you'll know what I'm talking about. They have a scary soap, but we'll go over it in a minute. A pumpkin 3.14 is a scent that basically takes your pumpkin pie spices with hints of sugar, buttered crust, and roasted pecans. There is a warning on the website saying you may want to eat it, but don't do it. So just by them saying that and hints of buttered crust and roasted pecans, wow, it sounds interesting. Sounds great. I'm intrigued. Been getting great reviews online. So that's Pumpkin 3.14. And they've also come out with the Autumn Factory Cologne, which is actually a cologne that's aged 13 months. And when you splash it on, you'll notice the first hint of cool menthol, which gives you a reminder that winter's coming. And then you'll get the aromatic spices of nutmeg, clove, cinnamon, peppercorn, ginger, and vanilla. So it's designed to give you a taste of autumn, with knowing that winter is coming, and it just kind of reminds me of like an autumn afternoon, a fall afternoon of what this cologne, the scent profile of this cologne. Really interesting, guys. Check it out, the Autumn Factory. And now also the Grove Shave Soap and Cologne scent. It's awesome. It sounds great. Again, it's another like autumn afternoon type, actually autumn night scent, sorry. And what it is a blend of oak wood, cranberry, currant, and moss. And the the scent notes go as it's smooth like a good scotch and engaging as a good tale told on a star-filled autumn night, safe inside in front of the fireplace. Sounds like a great time. That's the Grove Shave Soap and Cologne available now. And now for Phoenix, we're going to talk about Clown Fruit. Clown Fruit is a new scent coming out. It's a collaboration between the local gent shaving company and Phoenix Accoutrements. And I've seen some pictures of a scary clown in the woods. So I didn't get the scent profile yet because it's coming soon. It may be out hopefully soon. I'm going to get one. I think, I will, but I'm a little scared to get it. But clown fruit with a clown on the label. So if you guys, if you're afraid of clowns, this is the soap for you. This is the way to battle your fear, face your fear of clown fruit. So moving right along, Barrister and Man has several, they have two good items that I've just checked out that really definitely are seasonal. Sorry, still getting over the clown fruit. A little scary from after looking at that picture. But we'll get right along now. Okay. So the Hallows Soap and Aftershave has a really interesting scent profile and is designed for like a fall afternoon, Halloween time scent. Really awesome. It's available in a soap aftershave and should be available at this time. Definitely, if not, it will be very soon. So check out Barrister Man's website. And then they just came out with the Levithon soap and aftershave, which will be available until December 21st or 2nd. It has notes of sandalwood, coffee, cedar, and musk. And it's really popular right now, guys. There's a lot of people going and posting pictures of the soap online right now. So check it out, the Levithon soap and aftershave by Barrister and Man. That's barristerandman.com. And we have the Sterling Soap Company, which also came out with Autumn Glory soap and aftershave. So the notes on this are very similar to walking through the damp woods on a brisk fall morning with the falling leaves in their autumn glory. So really nice. It's nice. It's with the I can imagine that, and that sounds really good. So autumn glory is like walking through the damp woods on a fall morning with the leaves falling. Just picture the scene. And that's what that soap is based on. Cool. They also have a hot apple cider soap and aftershave as well, which will have scents of apple, cinnamon, and clove, which make a perfect shave as the weathers turn cool and the trees turn to fall. Unfortunately, guys, I live in South Florida, so we don't have that happening here, but I can definitely appreciate the soaps and appreciate what most of the country is going through and most of the world is going through. Down here, I don't have that option. So really interesting, really great. Love apple cider. Sounds like a really good soap. You know, Sterling's got a great reputation for making some high-quality shaving soap. So check them out, sterlingsoap.com. And Katie's Bubbles has come out with a seasonal, the Florentine Fern soap and aftershave. And this one has a really unique scent profile. It's got some sweet Italian fennel, rosemary, lavender, cedarwood, cedar moss, a bunch of different items in there that really make this soap just say fall. So check out Katie's Bubbles, katiesbubbles.com, the website. Again, I have all these links in the show notes, so just click right away. Check this soap out. It's limited time only. Definitely a fall seasonal. Really interesting. That's Florentine Fern by Katie's Bubbles. And we're moving along. We have Uncle John's seasonal pumpkin spice, which is notes of pumpkin, clove, vanilla, allspice, and more. It's like hanging out at your favorite coffee shop in the fall. Awesome. So you got like a little bit of a pumpkin pie scent with some pumpkin coffee. That's Uncle John's seasonal pumpkin pie spice soap. Available, I believe it's available now. Check out the website. It is available now. Check out UncleJohns.com. And we have, moving along with our final vendor, we have Ginger's Garden, which is Ginger's Garden came out with a maple toddy, which is a maple syrup based scent. So it's Vermont maple syrup, rich creamy vanilla, hot buttered rum, and smooth fragrant amber with a caramelized sugar note. Wow. I'm a fan of Ginger's Garden products. I think they do a great job over there. Irene does a great job over there. Check them out. Maple toddy. The only soap I've seen with maple syrup in it so far this year. Very interesting. I would like to probably, again, one of those soaps you're probably going to want to eat, but I'm sure it performs well and will give you a nice scent of a fall day. So check that out. Ginger's Garden, gingersgarden.com. And guys, if I have missed anything here, if I missed any seasonal soaps that you know of or some new ones come out, please feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com and we will discuss it. So that's it for the fall seasonal. That's all I was able to find. It took a while to find that. Really awesome stuff, guys. I have a few minutes left, so I'd like to go over a couple of meetups coming up. So shavemeetup.com, we do have several meetups coming up. We have one that just passed this week, which is the Northeast Shave Meetup. That was last Saturday. Waiting to hear on some of that stuff. Heard it went very well, though. We have the Merchant and Roadies Shave Show coming on the 29th. That's coming up very soon. That's in Illinois. Then we have the Men's Essentials 2016 Men's Grooming Meetup, and that is in Toronto. And that looks really awesome as well. That will be on October 1st. On the Merchants of Roadies Shave Show, I'm sorry, is September 29th. And then we have the big one, the 13th National Shaving Collectibles Meetup. That is October 26th, 2016. Guys, a lot of information on that. That'll be in Ohio. That's been probably the longest running shave meetup we've had in the wet shaving world right now. They have, it's more of a collectibles meetup area, so you're going to see a lot of collectibles. It does have a fee to get in. I think it's around $50, but it includes a lot of stuff with that. So check it out at shavemeetup.com, 13th National Shave Collectibles Meetup. And we have the end of the year bash for the South Florida Wet Shavers, and that will be in West Palm Beach, Florida, November 12th, 2016. So one thing I did get a request, I did get a couple people asking me about the South Florida Wet Shavers. It is a limited group to where in the area they have a limited membership. So, but I'm sure if you send them an email or if you check out their sister Facebook group, The Wise Wet Shaver, I'm pretty sure they'd let you in. So check them out at South Florida Wet Shavers on Facebook if you'd like to go to this one if you're in the area, and just let them know. You know, see if you can join or join that Wise Wet Shaver group. To where that's a sister group where you get all of the information going on with them without the limited resident or requirement. So check it out. That's going to be November 12, 2016 in West Palm Beach, Florida. And on November 15, 2016, we have the Medina, Ohio Shave Meetup. That's coming up. So check them out, guys. That's if you're in the Ohio area, you have two coming up in the next month. So check them out, guys. If you're in Ohio, boy, you're very lucky. Very cool. So guys, moving along, if you have any, and again, I say this every show, you know, check out that shavemeetup.com. If you have a meetup or if you have some friends or somebody you want to get something going, let them know, send them an email, and I'm sure they'll help you set up something really cool. And check out that site. It's really nice. So, guys, that's it for the week. I won't have any discussion or articles because we are really, really short for time now. The fall seasonal took a long time. Hope you guys really enjoyed the show today. I really enjoyed making this one. It took me a long time, but I really had a lot of fun going through looking at all these fall seasonal scents. You know, I mentioned I live in South Florida, so I don't get too much with fall. So for you guys out there, you're very lucky to see the seasons change and actually get a little cold snap. So enjoy fall, guys. Really hope you enjoyed this episode. Please feel free to contact me anytime, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, with any feedback or any ideas you may have. And guys, thank you for listening to the podcast this week. But I still have some more to discuss. What's going on for the future of the podcast? So coming soon, we will be working. I'm working on the holiday gift giving guide, which will be in November, and the winter seasonal soap and scent guide, which will be the first week of December. So those two things are coming up, guys. Really, really looking forward to that. And I hope you guys have a great week, 2 weeks, and I will see you on the 10th of October. That'll be our next show. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, and most of all, you guys out there, the listeners. So remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving, check them out at Sharpologist. Great articles, great stuff going on over there. And also, don't forget to check out my blog site at www.sharpologist.com. shavestraightandsafe.com for some tips and interesting wet shaving stories, guys. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye now.